We're going to talk about worlds. Worlds in scripture. And what does that mean for us? What does that mean for the commandments? What does that mean for the rest of the world? But first, let's get this Jamie Foxx cloning, Sleb, South Africa, Carly Russell, and Sound of Freedom out the way. Jamie Foxx appears again, trying to give an explanation of why he had a stroke or what happened to him over these last couple of months. Now, mind you, the video that can be seen on Hollywood Unlocked on Instagram, you see him look very light-skinned, very palish. If you don't know this already, Jamie Foxx has lost his hair. The hair that you see on top of his head is a wig. If you zoom in the picture on Hollywood Unlocked, when he's talking, take a screenshot, look at his hair, it is a wig. You can see front lace, what front lace wigs look like. You see like the netting. You see the netting of the hair. It doesn't look like, it's not his natural hair, y'all. It's not. Now, you have to understand this. When it comes to these celebrities, they do not live the same way as us. They don't go by the same laws or rules. They just don't. They don't do all this numerology. They don't do all this witchcraft. They don't do the spell casting, sacrificing their own, ritualistic abusing children. They don't go through all that to go to a movie set and take the jab. I wish I would really get out of this. Oh, celebrities are just like us. They have to follow the same laws as us. They have to be vaccinated just like us. They don't. They have the appearance that they are like us, that they can relate to us. They have to make it seem that they get the same punishment as us, that the law of the land is followed by everybody. It's not. Everything they do is a ritual. Everything they do have a meaning behind it. And I said this before when Jamie Foxx had this fake stroke. I said this before. They do not have to do the same things we do. You trying to tell me after all the celebrities that they have sacrificed, all the children they have been abused and not seen any recompense for their actions, you're going to try to tell me before they can get on a movie set to propagate wickedness that they have to be vaccinated to work? You guys truly believe that? And you truly believe that when they tell you that he had a stroke from mainstream media, you believed it? The same mainstream media that continuously tells you that there is a space, that there's planets, that there's a hell planet, that there are asteroids, that there are meteorites. The same mainstream media telling you the things, you guys believe it when they say Jamie Foxx had a stroke. And I said this when it first started, and it's very simple to believe, and it's very simple to get. It was a Hiram Abiff ritual. The only way that they can get free publicity, free marketing, and free promotions for movies, really, the best way to do it is make it organic or make it appear organic, is to cause a health risk for a celebrity. A Hiram Abiff ritual is to fake like they're dead, come back reborn, rebirth, with a promotion. That's all it is. A promotion and free publicity, free marketing. They don't have to spend they don't have to spend no money on a budget for his upcoming movies or his upcoming projects. That was it. It's just simple. He goes under, they do a couple of stories of him having a stroke, bouncing around for different hospitals. He don't come out to say nothing. They using screenshots from a movie he was already in. And usually celebrities love to eat up the fact that they are in a hospital. They love to eat the fact that they're sick. So people can run flock to him and send prayers and all this. He goes silent for a couple of months or a few months. And you have his friends speaking for him. You have his family speaking for him. Then you see him pop up on a yacht. Then you see him be a good Samaritan in New York, giving the woman back his purse. And then now, after June 14th to July 14th, where his movie, They Clone Tyrone, went to Netflix. Wait a minute. It came out June 14th, where you could see a premiere of it. Then, before it goes to Netflix, it was in select theaters July 14th. Then it's going to go to Netflix. I wish you guys would wake up out of this. Oh, they're cloning. Every celebrity you guys see, you think because they look off, because they go through their own rituals, because they go through their own humiliation, because they are demonically possessed, demonically tampered with, or demonically tortured, you guys see them pop up again on mainstream media looking off and looking different and say, oh, they're cloning them. Y'all believe so much that man has so much power that he can do what the Most High can do in a day with Adam. You truly believe that. You truly believe a people who came from out of a cave is able to have enough technology to duplicate what the Most High could do in a day with Adam. You really think that they, you really think that they are cloning full-grown adults overnight and keeping them in factories to bring out, because you believe these celebrities wake up and say they don't want to do something, and then they kill them and then put a clone right in front of your face with no mishaps, with no failures, nothing. You believe that. Why do you believe this? Because you see it in the movies. They showed you movies with time travel, teleportation, multiverses, parallel verses, and you guys know that's not true. You guys know that the Most High controls time, he controls space, he controls where everything above and below this firmament. We know that time travel is not real. We know the multiverse is not real. We know there is no such thing as parallel universes. We know this because we know the Most High. For some reason, when it comes to cloning, we believe they're cloning. Why? Because we've been hearing stories since we were young that they've cloned a sheep. They clone goats. They clone meat. Mind you, animals do not have souls and spirits. There is no heaven for dogs. There's no heaven for cows or lambs or goats. There is no way. There's no spirit for them. The Most High didn't give them spirits. Man gave them spirits. The Egyptians used to worship the apex bull. It's Egyptians and other nations, the heathen, that have given animals spirits and souls and heads and bodies like men. It's men have done this. So when it comes to cloning, how do you think the Most High gave them up the opportunity or gave them the knowledge to do what he does in a day? How can you clone a man without a soul or without a spirit? Why would they clone it when their whole motto is to heap sin upon sin upon sin on these celebrities? What would be the point of causing sin on a clone that's not going to see heaven or see hell? We are all spiritual people. All the spirits and all the soul come from the Most High. How do you think man can duplicate spirit and soul? You really believe because a couple of no-name rappers and a couple of no-name celebrities who are B-listed, C-listed, and rappers that they can been sacrificed, like they sacrificed all these other rappers you see them sacrifice and ritualize and kill, like PNB Rock and all the rest of those guys. Y'all truly believe after they done sacrificed and made rappers out of thin air, like Ice Spice, that they're gonna clone? They don't need a Kanye West. They can get rid of Kanye West anytime they want. It wouldn't matter to them. Just like they got rid of Kobe Bryant. It don't matter to them. It doesn't. They can make a Kobe Bryant, as you see them do with LeBron James. They can make a Michael Jordan, as you see them do with LeBron James. They can make another Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is not someone who's out here cleaning the clock with Oscars and Grammys. They own these people. These people are not going to talk back to the hand that feeds them. There's no such thing as a celebrity waking up and wanting to walk away into this truth, so they have to stop them by cloning them. They could just kill them, or they threaten them, or threaten their family. They could do all of this. They don't need to kill these people. These people know what prison they are in. It's better for them to be serving Satan than to go to hell for sure, trying to find the truth, because the Most High, Satan puts in their head that they will never be forgiven. So you might as well stay with me. I can give you riches. I can give you everything you want. But if you don't do the things that I want, I can make you a mockery. I can make you be poor. I can turn you into a Delonte West. I can make people think what we did to Dave Chappelle, make you think you went crazy and a crackhead and you flew to Africa when you're really at home in Ohio. I can do all these things because I own this place. I own the media. So they see the rituals that happen to other actors and musicians. They know exactly what happens when their fellow entertainers die. That's enough fear to be like, man, I might as well enjoy this to the end. Satan probably tells him, like, look, y'all not going to hell. He's just doing this to scare you. So once 1,000 years ended, y'all get to go to heaven. I come back. Because in scripture, Satan comes back after 1,000 years. After he's sent to jail in hell, he comes back in 1,000 years. So he's probably telling him, like, look, I'll be back. And when I'm coming back, you come with me. Just like how Yahusha comes back. When he comes back with 144,000, I'm pretty sure Satan tell him the same thing. Like, look, they ain't telling you this, but I'm coming back in 1,000 years, and I get to bring y'all with me. So just sit tight. That's why celebrities are making you think hell is like some hot topic with Starbucks, with them red cups and pumpkin spice lattes. That's what he might make y'all think. He make y'all think that hell is just a holding place, a holding pattern. Y'all truthers and conspiracy theorists and Israelites need to wake up out of this. And do not send me anything on cloning, because wherever you get it from, it's coming from mainstream media. It's coming from a CIA PSYOP page or CIA PSYOP information site. None of us have seen the factories. You hearing other celebrities and other B-list and C-list musicians and entertainers talk about they seen the factories with bodies in them. If that was true, then why aren't there more movies predictive programming and using real clones? Jean-Claude Van Damme did Double Impact. That was like one of the first movies to ever use the same actor playing different roles and being on the same set and scene. And it was green screen. It was so horribly done. But in the 90s, bro, we were living. We thought it couldn't get no better than this. Tom Hardy did Legend. They had to use a double. They used CGI. He used a green screen. Dominic Cooper, who was the father of Iron Man and Captain America First Avenger. Great actor. He did a movie called The Devil's Double, where he plays Uday Hussein, and he plays the doppelganger of Uday Hussein. CGI, green screen. Woody Harrelson did the same thing, where he played a twin. One was good, one was bad. Well, both were bad, really. Green screen. If they were cloning full-grown adults or entertainers, why wouldn't they put the real thing in front of you? Why do you think they're cloning after you see a celebrity be normal, like Kanye West, propagate, oh, where is the lights, da 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 da. And then the next time you see him, he's dressing like, I don't know. He's dressing like Uncle Rico, like them football shoulder pads, like he coming from practice with himself, and then having his woman dressed all weird. It's a ritual. It's to get you to concentrate and be distracted on foolishness, because that's all he is. And you see in his face, he looked tired. He looked beat. He can't spend the time he want with his family. He can't do the thing. He can't produce or create the way he want to. They got to go through humiliation rituals. They got to go through rituals that you don't see in the public eye. They got to get sexually tortured and be abused. They got to watch their family get sexually tortured and abused. And you think that doesn't weigh on the human mind? You think that doesn't weigh in on how he looks? He's tired. Look at Lil Wayne. Tired. They're tired. They don't go through the same rituals that white celebrities go through. That's why you rarely see white celebrities look like Kanye, look like Lil Wayne. Because Satan don't care about those white celebrities like he do black celebrities. And the Most High is going to torment those black celebrities because they should know better and wake up to who they truly are. But he know they don't. So he gives them over to a reprobate mind. That's what the Most High is allowing these spirits to torment these black celebrities. Because the judgment starts with the house of Yasharel. So I wish y'all would just get out of it and stop giving man so much credit. Because the CIA and all these mental brain gymnastics and psyops that they do, they watch us. They know exactly what we talk about. That's why Jimmy Foxx and Hollywood Unlocked Instagram post about his stroke. That's why the last page, the last video that he posted, he talks about, oh, everybody thinks I'm a clone. Mind you, the movie They Clone Tyrone came out perfectly. When he comes out of hiding, that movie drops. The biggest promotion and marketing they have ever done. And it cost them nothing. It literally cost them nothing to promote that movie, because they knew. We've been talking about cloning every time celebrities go under, or every time celebrities have surgeries and facial surgeries and facelifts. Every time they look disheveled, look run down, look tired, we think, oh, that's not the old Kanye. That's somebody cloned. They don't realize these people have to live in fear the rest of their lives. And the older they get, the more observant of the tiredness and rituals that they go through. Look, people so badly want things to go back to the old way. Y'all act like people don't. Y'all live in a video game or a simulation because you believe everybody is the Sims. Everybody should look like they looked when you first remembered them. Everybody look young, youthful. So they bringing up Jamie Foxx, what he looked like in the 90s. The late 90s, early 2000s to now. Y'all do the same thing with Kanye, going back to what he looked like in the early 2000s to now. And don't realize the rituals he went through from then to now. That weighs on your mind, weighs on your spirit. Sacrifice his mom. He had a whole breakdown in the concert. These people are human. These people are human. They're not going to just clone celebrities for the sake of cloning them when they can just make more celebrities. Why clone and have the problem with them breaking down in public or breaking down at their job? They still got to tour. They still got to work. They still got to act. You really think they their transfusion characteristics, experiences, emotions, history, all in another body? When that history, emotion, and characteristics comes from a soul, comes from a spirit that the Most High created, that the Most High has put in all of us, and you think man can duplicate this because a bunch of no-name celebrities and a bunch of would-be celebrity or has-been celebrities said that they seen factories? None of us have seen factories with clone bodies. None of us seen Jamie Foxx take the shot. We take their word for it. Y'all give these people too much credit, man. Too much credit. For people who created AI but can't get fingers and toes right on AI art, y'all think they can do this with full-grown human bodies because you've seen it in movies. Y'all, man, y'all need to grow up out of that. Truly grow up out of it. And I told you what would happen in South Africa. I said they've been doing that 119 and 9/11 programming. And I say they're going to start putting bombs underneath streets, underneath tunnels, to make the appearance that it was some fluke gas explosion or fluke waterline bustage so they can flood cities. And South Africa was the main target for that. It was programming that narrative. The reason why you didn't see it on mainstream media, them talking about it over and over, like they talked about Carly Russell and Sound of Freedom, is because they didn't want Americans to know what was going on, but they also didn't want to hide it. So they put it on online stories. They didn't do full stories. They put it on online stories and little TikTok stories or YouTube stories, but they didn't do a full mainstream media investigation like they did Sound of Freedom and Carly Russell. And I said this before, in all the movies, The Batman, Dark Knight Rises, now Flash, Super Mario Brothers, that they were going to predict the programming coming back at New York with the 9/11. And that 9/11 is going to be the whole Agenda 2030. That you need floods, you need destruction, you need things breaking down to build back better. You need all of this. You need this destruction. You need chaos so order can come right after. So it's easy to see that they would blow up a street, a small street, in numerology, still pick a street that has 33 numerology, that they would pick a street and have minimum damage. Only 48 people injured on a busy street in rush hour, and only one person dies after they blow up an entire street where trucks and vans flip over. You've seen the video. One van almost landed on a guy that was on the sidewalk. But it was organized. It was organized chaos, organized violence. Now, when they do it in New York, they probably going to do the same thing because the Most High has to give them the green light to take out lives. Just like he gave them the green light to take out lives with the bombs of Hiroshima and Nagasaki and 9/11. The Most High owns the lease papers on all our lives. We are just living on borrowed time. Man, it's up to you what you do with that borrowed time. Because the Most High cannot just allow you to walk in a street in New York and allow the same thing that happened in South Africa to happen in New York, that happened to you. But it would make sense for me that they would use a rupture gas leak or a gas explosion underneath. Why? Because they already been, I told you, they've been moving it to New York. They've been moving it close and close to New York. The I-95 bridge collapsed in Philly. The smoke, the smoke that traveled from Canada's wildfires that end up in New York, that didn't smell like smoke fire from what residents are saying. That it smelled either mechanical or electrical. People hearing sounds of them working near the Hudson, which is what it makes sense to me because that's the Hudson River runs so close to the city that all you need is a good explosion to take out a bridge or two. And if you've seen the movie Transformer Rise of Beast, where do you think they're at? They're in New York. They show you the bridge. They show you 9/11 again. They show you the World Trade Center in the beginning of the opening credits. Certain things they show you, they tell you what they're going to do, and certain things they show you to get you to expand on your conspiracy theories, to get you to expand on your imagination. And we are not supposed to walk in imagination. We walk in faith, not imagination. We need to discern a little bit better than what we've been discerning. But I could see them using the same thing in South Africa and using New York. It should be easy. You block a street, all you need is block a street off. What do you think they keep bringing or pumping up police in the subways? Oh, because you saw this Marine choke out a Michael Jackson impersonator. So they do a little bit of protesting down there. So then they come back and say, all right, we'll help you out. We'll beef up security on the subway system. We'll beef it up. So now you have police. Now you have people you don't know who police down there lining those tunnels, lining those subways with explosives. So the same thing can happen. Remember the London bombing? Remember that ritual? That London bombing that came after 9/11? Or before? I don't remember. But you've seen the video of them blowing up almost the whole subway underneath and blamed it on terrorism? When it was MI6 and in cooperation with the CIA. All they do is they run the same programming. But because they haven't truly done blowing up a street or blowing up a gas leak in the city and see what it'll do, they moved it south. They put it in South Africa. Why they put it in South Africa? Because of the numerology. Simple as that. If the numerology said 116 or 119 or 911 in any other city or state that they could get away with it, it would have been in that city or state in that street. But we didn't hear about this because everybody was focusing on Carly Russell, which you don't even know that's a real person or not. This person leaves work, says that she, they say she Googled Taken, which is a movie about Europeans snatching young girls, child trafficking, sex trafficking, human trafficking. That's what Taken was about. So it already perked my ears up, but why would she need to Google this movie? Just to say that there was a child walking down the street and say she got kidnapped? Taken is not a movie that's going to drop, even for her, it's not going to drop some pointers of what you should do or what you should say to make yourself look like you were kidnapped. Especially when people saw your car on the news, and because they knew the story was fake, they still ran it. And they pumped it in front of your face so they got everybody in the black community to worry about this woman. I was more worried about the child if it was really a child. She said she saw a child walking down the street by themselves. And I said, why would she say this? And then why would she say she got kidnapped? And then no one had her, anybody could follow her car, and she called from her cell phone. Why would she do all this? Because y'all were just coming off the backs of Sound of Freedom, another Freemason movie about them disrupting. Really, if you think about it, all they did was disrupt the pipeline that couldn't be controlled. And that's what they did in the war on drugs in the mid-80s and 90s. Y'all sat there and watched Narcos and realized that the American government disrupted Escobar, disrupted that Cali connection because they couldn't control them. So that's when it moved to Mexico, it was controlled. It could be hands-on. America can be hands-on in Mexico. They couldn't be hands-on in Colombia. That's the only reason why they were chasing Escobar. They weren't chasing Escobar because he was a bad guy. He wanted, and they wanted him dead because he was causing overdoses and people being hooked on drugs in America. They could care less. Because we know the true story about the CIA and their drug trafficking. We know about Frank Lucas. We know about the heroin gang. The only reason they got caught because it got embarrassing. But the American government wants you to believe that they're stopping child trafficking, and they use a Freemason like Tim Ballard, a fake hero, to show you that he was stopping, he was a Christian stopping sex trafficking, human trafficking. He ain't stopped nothing. They do the same thing, the war of drugs in Afghanistan. The reason why they went in Afghanistan is to control the opium, control the poppy fields, control the heroin that came out of there. Because they didn't want, with the old school Taliban, before they were the Taliban, were trying to destroy those fields. So Americans go in there to try to control that trade. And they were successful. So now if I'm a human and sex trafficker of children or women or whatever, and I don't want to be controlled, I'll create my own pipeline. And if America is not getting their little cut, you best believe they're going to send their people in there to disrupt that pipeline, control it, and then make it look like they are the hero in this situation. There's so many whistleblowers at the same time talking about the government traffics, it deals with human trafficking, it deals with taking kids from human traffickers in order to put them in their family-controlled foster homes and their family-controlled orphanages, and then they resell them. Didn't you understand about the whole American Gangster movie where they said that the police was taking pure dope, taking it and cutting it and reselling it? What do you think they doing to children? Taking the children from off pipelines of human trafficking and child trafficking, disrupting that pipeline, taking the children, really stealing the children back, then putting them in orphanages, foster homes, foster cares, and then reselling them. The drug trade and the human trafficking trade is almost the same thing. It adds up to billions of dollars. Billions of dollars to those who can afford drugs and those who can afford children and girls and people. So white Christian America lost their mind. White Christian America needs so badly for Hollywood to wake them up. After Jeffrey Epstein, I don't need another movie. I don't need movies on top of movies about child trafficking. And they set y'all up with that because they kept sacrificing judges or sacrificing actors that were working on human and child trafficking. They don't care if you know. They know you can't stop it. You don't even know what it looks like. Most of you don't go through this life never seeing a victim of human trafficking. Most of you will. Most of you don't even know who runs it. Most of you don't know who the boss is. We know the bosses of MS-13 and the old school Italian mafia, but you will never know the face of human and child trafficking. You don't know the bosses of that. So they don't care if you find out or know. So we go from Sound of Freedom about child trafficking into Carly Russell PSYOP ritual about a child being strung out. So we all focused on the child, and then we focused on her, then we focused on a lie. And mainstream media knew it was a lie or a ritual. Because why would they put this person on screen and knowing they couldn't get a confession out of her or couldn't get her on screen? She didn't even talking to media. They said, oh, they fired her because the co-workers had a fit about her being fake kidnapped. But it oddly all ran together. I didn't jump on either one of those. I didn't jump on Sound of Freedom, and I didn't jump on Carly Russell. Because it sounds stupid to me. And it sounds forced. And it sounds made up. And they were pushing it too hard. Anytime they push something way too hard, knowing it was fake and knowing it's not right, that means they're hiding something else. And that something else was South Africa. But it's sad because people need Hollywood to wake them up. And all they're doing is feeding you that QAnon PSYOP again because Trump's coming back. That's what's going to work for Trump's reelection, is that QAnon mess again. And right now, that was a wake-up call for white Christian America and white Christian evangelists to feed right back into that QAnon PSYOP. That's why they let QAnon back on Twitter. They took them off and booted them off and lost their accounts. Because they needed Joe Biden. So now they need Trump to come back. So now all those pages, all those Twitter accounts that were deleted are now coming back. But this is their world. You have to understand what world they're in. And this is Satan's world. This is Satan's time. This is Edom's time. That's why it says, for Esau is the end of the world. Esau is the end of the world. The Most High made multiple worlds. Esau is the end of the world. Yaakov is the beginning of it that follows. It's going to be our time. It's going to be our time to reign. Edom had enough time to reign in their wickedness and unrighteousness. They had time. Everything you see happening or is going to happen is the Most High proving to you. This is what happens when I let nations run amok without my Torah. This is why I have rules. This is why I have statutes. These are why I have commandments. these are why I, this is why I have the days of rest and feast days. This is why I do this. And I'm proving to you, this is what happens when I let you do it your way. From the very top of Satan to the very bottom to us. This is what happens when I let you do it your way. Unrighteousness reigns, wickedness reigns, and corruption reigns. So let's get into the world that is and the world that it's going to be. 4 Ezra 8:1. And he answered me, saying, El Elyon, the Most High, has made this world for many, but the world to come for few. There be many created, but few shall be saved. Let me repeat that. Few shall be saved. Now, you number amongst yourselves how many people that are in religions that think they're going to heaven because they're in a religion. Now you think about the denominations of those religions. Does that account for the few? Because I can't find scripture in the Torah, in these judgments, in these prophecies, talking about Christians, talking about Roman Catholics, talking about Muslims, talking about Judaism. I don't see it. I don't see it. 4 Ezra 7:47. And now see that the world to come will bring delight to few, but torments to many. For an evil heart has grown up in us, which has alienated us from Elohim, and has brought us into corruption and the ways of death, and has shown us the paths of perdition and removed us far from life. And that not just a few of us, but almost all who have been created. We all came in this world not knowing anything, ignorant to the Most High, to His laws, His statutes, commandments. We had to learn this recently. Most of us grew up needing to be taught manners, needing to be taught how to be good to others. Needed to be taught not to lie, not to steal, not to kill. It's inherent in us to be wicked. Because the first woman transgressed the Most High. So we are born of woman. Wisdom of Solomon says this. Sin came from the woman. So death was decreed for all of us. For this reason, the Most High has made not one world, but two. Not one world, but two. 4 Ezra 6:9. For Esau is the end of the world, and Yaakov is the beginning of it that follows. That's the second world. 2 Baruch 44:13. For these are they who shall inherit that time which has been spoken of, and theirs is the inheritance of the promised time. These are they who have acquired for themselves treasures of wisdom, and with them are found stores of understanding, and from mercy have they not withdrawn, and the truth of the Torah have they preserved. Now, are Christians preserving the Torah? No. Are Muslims preserving the Torah? No. Are Roman Catholics preserving the Torah? No. Is Judaism preserving the Torah? No. Not spiritually. Maybe physically, maybe through traditions. Yeah. But the Most High don't care about traditions. He cares about the truth. He cares about his proper calendar, his proper days. He's not worrying about the nations, the other nations that come of Adam, the heathens that do their own thing, that do it their own way. And it really shocks me that I see a lot of brothers who are in this truth still holding on to Israel being the promised land. Because y'all follow behind what Judaism does because you think they're doing it right. You think they're on a proper calendar. You think they're on the proper feast day calendar and a proper Shabbat calendar. And you have not found out or searched out yet that the Shabbat is not a Friday night to Saturday evening thing. Y'all Y'all would rather follow Judaism than follow other brothers who come into this truth and really put out the good work to show you what the calendars actually are. Because you're trapped in the Gregorian calendar, a Gregorian calendar that was only around 500 years ago. It wasn't in the calendar of the Most High. It wasn't the calendar of Yahushua. It wasn't the calendar of the prophets. It wasn't the calendar of Enoch. But because you see the Jews do it, y'all do it too. And the Most High said that in Jubilees. You will chase after other nations, after their unrighteousness, after their wickedness, and after their ignorance. So you go online on Instagram, and you already knee-deep telling everybody it's a Friday, Saturday, Shabbat. You're already going behind the other nations of Judaism, propagating their ignorance. And now you can't post a video or post a message and say, hey, I was wrong, y'all. If you followed me, I was wrong. This is not the proper days. This is not the proper calendar. And y'all have yet to do that. Some of you. Because you're embarrassed now. Because you don't want to be wrong. You don't want to lose your followers. And I said this before. Some of you have never been noted for anything that you've done. This is a time where y'all have never had celebrity before. You never had people follow you or listen to you before. And so you don't want to be humbled. You don't want to touch humility. You don't really want to repent if you're doing it wrong. And you're telling every people that you're doing it right. You don't want to do that. So you continue on the ignorance of these other nations, which is also our problem, being stiff-necked. I don't see how hard it is. See, like I said before, y'all haven't been celebrities before. People have not followed y'all for anything before. So it would be embarrassing to tell people that you're wrong, because you don't want that blowback. You don't want to lose credibility. And I told this before, I don't know why y'all care. I don't care. If I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. I have no problem saying I'm wrong. Maybe because the Most High knows that I've been in the spotlight enough to know and understand that I truly don't care for it. I've had to apologize for wickedness and unrighteousness before and done it. I apologize in front of millions of people and be wrong, way wrong. So it's nothing to me to apologize to people or apologize when I'm wrong. It's not that big of a deal to me. I don't have that type of ego or pride. But some of y'all, I can tell y'all haven't been famous for anything. No one's really paid attention to you till now. But let's talk about this Torah. Jubilees 1, 25, 26, 23, and 24. And Yahushua said unto Moshe, I know their contrariness and their thoughts and their stiff-neckedness, and they will not be obedient till they confess their own sin and the sin of their fathers. And after this, they will turn to me in all uprightness and with all their heart and with all their soul, and I will circumcise the foreskin of their heart and the foreskin of the heart of their seed, and I will create in them a Ruach HaKodesh, and I will cleanse them so they shall not turn away from me that day until eternity. And their souls will cleave to me and to all my commandments, and they will fulfill my commandments, and I will be their father, and they shall be my children. And they shall all be called children of the living Elohim, and every angel and every Ruach shall know, yeah, they shall know that these are my children, and that I am their father in uprightness and righteousness, and that I love them. Whew. That cuts you right in your heart. Right in your heart, right in your soul, right in your Ruach. That the Most High has said this to Moshe, speaking on us generations after. And we still continue to follow behind Judaism. We still continue to follow behind the Roman Catholic Church and the denominations of Christianity. We still choose this. The Most High has not set his love on any other nation but Yasharel. And if you are not part of this nation, it should be a humbling experience for you, because you got to live without curses. You got to live without judgment, not only of yourself, but of your generations, of your bloodline. And we're telling you, in order to be grafted in, you better be ready to go through some pain. You better be ready to lose your household or lose the family members within your household. Because that's what happened to us. Now it says, then their souls will cleave to me and all of my commandments. It didn't say some of my commandments. It didn't say the laws are done away with. Don't worry about it. He didn't say, hey, don't do the feast days. Don't do the Shabbat, my day of rest. It don't say that. He said all of his commandments. That means all of his feast days, all of his Shabbats, all of his calendar. That's what it says. Now, that goes into the few. When we talk about the few are the ones who are cleaving to all of his commandments. The few is the one that's cleaving to the Torah. That is who the few is. The few is you guys from all different nations and all different bloodlines. The few is you because you decided within yourself that you no longer want to be part of a religion. You no longer want to be part of the nation that you're in. That you want to cleave to the Most High. It's not necessarily you cleaving to Yasharel. You're cleaving to the Most High. And cleaving unto him means you walk as what as how we walk. We are all new at this. This awakening, we are all new at this awakening. But we should cleave together. Because you help us just as much as we help you. You keep us in line just as much as we keep ourselves in line or keep you in line. That's the way this walk is set up. The Most High don't care about the multitude. He says he doesn't care about the multitude. He don't care about the many. The many is not on his radar. Ephesians 4. This I say, therefore, and testify in Yahuwah, that ye henceforth walk not as the other nations, walk in the vanity of your mind. I'll say this again. Ephesians 4, 17. This I say, therefore, and testify in Yahuwah, that ye henceforth walk not as the other nations walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of Elohim through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. Who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Mashiach, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Yahusha. The truth. Yahusha did not come as a religion. The Mashiach didn't come to separate Old Testament with the New Testament. The Mashiach did not come so we could do what we want. We do what thou wilt and rest on, oh, he died for our sins, that we no longer have to walk in laws, walk in statutes, walk in commandments. Because if that was true, the Most High wouldn't told Moshe over the generations of Yasharel that they would cleave to commandments, that would cleave to the way, cleave to the laws, cleave to the Torah. If laws were done away with, he wouldn't have to say that. And really, this is the Most High. It's Yahuwah's show. It's not our show. It's not Yahusha's show. It's not the prophet's show. It is Yahuwah's show. Yeshayahu 45:17. But Yasharel shall be saved in Yahuwah with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. Assemble yourselves and come, draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image, the wood of the cross, the wood with the crucifix with the white Jesus Christ on it, and pray unto an El that cannot save. Christians making Jesus a God. It doesn't get more plain than that. And if you're trying to wake up family members or wake up friends or wake up whoever, you need to start there. Start at Jesus Christ. Start at their feet. Start at Jesus Christ's feast days, Christmas and Easter. Thanksgiving. Start there and challenge those who are trying to wake up with scripture saying that these are the days that are supposed to be ordained for a testimony or days of remembrance. Start there. Then when you get ballsy enough, I suggest you go to Ezra and Baruch and really cut them. Verse 60, so also will be the judgment which I have promised, for I will rejoice over the few who shall be saved, because it is they who have made my glory to prevail now, and through them my name has now been honored. Do Muslims know the Father's name? No. Does Judaism know the Father's name? They do, but they call him a title. Does Christians know the Father's name? No, they know a title, God, Lord. And I will not grieve over the multitude of those who perish, for it is they who are now like a mist and are similar to a flame and smoke, and they are set on fire and burn hotly and are extinguished. He says, I will not grieve over the multitude of those who perish. That should tell you all. That should tell you all you need to know. He don't care about all of you. If you choose not to follow his Torah, he is not going to make you follow his Torah. He's going to give you over to a reprobate mind, just like he gave these celebrities over to a reprobate mind. So they are forever tormented to the day of their judgment. They act like they're living in luxury and having fun, having photo shoots and playing dress up and going nowhere in their houses or in the streets or in parking garages or at work. They make it seem like their lives are luxurious. They're haunted every day of their lives because they know time is coming to a close. Their soul, their spirit, the demons that possess them and infect them know their time draws short. And those demons trying to get all they can out of those bodies that they inhabit before destruction. That's why these celebrities look the way they look. That's why these celebrities act the way they act. But if you don't have true discernment, you would think, oh, they're just killing celebrities and replacing them with clones. That these celebrities can't live the life that they're living and then look so disheveled, look so humiliated, look so broken, look so tired. You truly believe in their celebrity. You believe in their fame. You believe that they should always look youthful and healthy because that's how you saw them when you known them, when you were in the world. We are not of this world. So we should be able to see and discern that it's time for them to start being shaken. It's time for them to start, there's demons to really start possessing and tormenting them. Just as they're going to be tormented in Sheol before Judgment Day. It's already starting for them. That is why they're going through these Hollywood strikes. That's why they're going to these fake, oh, AI is going to take over Hollywood. That's why they're doing all this. They know Hollywood won't mean much after Agenda 2030. It'd be no point. Once we are all under 42 months of Satan's reign, he don't want nobody idolizing any celebrity but him. He don't want anybody idolizing the Antichrist. He doesn't want anybody else going. They want anybody else making an idol for themselves that contradicts the Antichrist. The Antichrist is supposed to come on stage and soak up all glory. Anybody who doesn't worship the beast is going to be killed. Now, that means if we're worshiping celebrities and artists and entertainers, we're not worshiping the beast. The same people fall under that same knife, that same guillotine. That's what you see this whole thing about AI, script writing, and acting is about. They know people are so dumbed down, it doesn't take much to entertain them because they know a correction will happen. If you look at the black community, the rappers that are coming out, they're just making them. They're making them. They're making them, sacrificing them, making them and sacrificing them, making them and sacrificing them. They know a correction is coming. I see my sisters online talk about, oh, this is not right. Women who are not coming into this truth are now looking at this world like something's not right. Men are looking at this world like something's not right. These rappers aren't who they're supposed to be. You see, we talk about the symbolism, but now the symbolism is getting blatant. So now you have no choice to wake up. And that's how the Most High is making it. He's even making it to give even the dumb and ignorant a chance. Those who are dumb, deaf, and blind. And I'm going to close it out on this story because I really wanted to talk about this story, talking about the dumb, deaf, and blind. Remember, I told you that the Most High was not playing when it comes to judgment. When I talked about Cain and Abel, when Cain killed Abel with a rock and then a house of rocks fell on Cain. That was judgment, right? But let's look at Jasher 27, verse 5 and 6 and 7. And all his mighty men and his people were with him in the wilderness, but they removed at a distance from him, and they went from him in different directions to hunt. And Esau concealed himself from Nimrod, and he lurked for him in the wilderness. And Nimrod and his men that were with him did not know him. And Nimrod and his men frequently walked about in the field at the cool of the day and to know where his men were hunting in the field. And Nimrod and two of his men that were with him came to the place where they were when Esau started suddenly from his lurking place and drew his sword and hastened and ran to Nimrod and cut off his head. So Esau is the one that killed Nimrod, the mighty Nimrod. Esau killed him. Now let's move on 30 chapters over to Jasher 56. And Chusim, the son of Dan, the son of Yaakov, was at that time with Yaakov's sons. Now, this was about Yaakov dying, and he gave commandment to his sons of where to bury his body. And this was when Joseph was still under the king, he was a man of power in Egypt, Mitzrayim. And he gave commandment. He gave commandment to them. And before Yaakov died, he said this in Jasher 56, verse 15. And you, my sons, honor each other, his brother and his relative, and command your children and your children's children after you to serve Yahuwah Elohim of your ancestors all the days. Even Yaakov is telling us on his deathbed what we should do to live in order that you may prolong your days in the land, you and your children and your children's children forever, not until the New Testament comes. When you do what is good and upright in the sight of Yahuwah your Elohim, to go in all his ways, and you, Joseph, my son, forgive, I pray you, the wrongs of your brethren and all their misdeeds and the injury that they heaped upon you. For Elohim intended it for you and your children's benefit. Remember I told you, I said, this was done to Yosef to keep him in line, to humble him, to humiliate him, because he tried to exalt himself and boast over top of his brothers. So this is Yaakov understanding this now, that what happened to you, Yosef, was because the Most High ordained it. He ordained it to humiliate you, to humble you. Because you were the prima donna. You were the spoiled child. Spare the rod, spoil the child. The Most High was like, no, I'm not sparing this rod. I'm going to use him for a purpose. So this is Yaakov confirming what I thought, that it was for a reason. Now, after Yaakov died, they were on their way to bury him in the cave of where they told him to be buried. And so before they got there, Esau and his sons didn't want Yaakov to be buried there. And he said, no, I bought this cave. I bought this land, even though he sold it as he did the birthright. For some reason, he was pissed off. And him and his sons found out that Yaakov was being taken to the cave to be buried. Instead of weeping for his brother, he got up and tried to stop them from burying Yaakov. So a whole fight and war broke out with Yaakov's sons and their relatives against Esau and his sons and his relatives. So Chusim, the son of Dan, the son of Yaakov, was at that time with Yaakov's sons, but he was about 100 cubits distant from the place of battle, for he remained with the children of Yaakov's sons by Yaakov's coffin to guard it. And Trusim was dumb and deaf. Still he understood the voice of consternation amongst men. And he asked, saying, "Why do you not bury the dead? And what is this great consternation?" And they answered him the words of Esau and his sons. And he ran to Esau in the midst of the battle, and he slew Esau with a sword, and he cut off his head and sprang it to a distance, and Esau fell amongst the people of the battle. Esau sought the judgment of Cain. The way you kill a man, it will be added to you on how you will be killed. So he had his head cut off by someone who was dumb and deaf. Because Esau himself is dumb and deaf, because he did not want to hear the words of his parents. When I tell you, the Most High is not playing with those words. So when he says in Revelation, those who live in captivity will be taken in captivity, you better believe some people are going into captivity. Some people are going as bondsmen and maidservants. Now, it's up to you if you fit that bill or not. If I were you, I would be trying to present myself as an offering to do and walk amongst us the right way to be grafted in, so you don't have to be made an example of through your ancestors because you did not repent. Just like it caused us to repent in Jubilees 1 that I read, that we confess the sins of us and our fathers and our fathers' fathers. That is why we came into this truth. That is why we came into repentance. That's why we came in redemption. Because this is what happens. Now, if you be grafted in, you have to repent for your fathers and your fathers' fathers. So you can hit me with this, "Oh, it don't matter." You can say, "Oh, it don't matter. It was a long time ago." Cain could say the same thing. "Oh, what I did to Abel was a long time ago." Esau could say, "Oh, what I did to Nimrod was a long time ago." It doesn't matter. When Most High says righteous judgment shall happen, righteous judgment shall happen. And that's just two examples that I've seen so far. That men, valiant men, mighty men, been taken out by the same way they took somebody else out. The choice is yours. I'm showing you the keys. The Most High is showing you the keys of the kingdom, showing you the path that you should walk, regardless of your nation, regardless of your race, regardless of your gender, regardless of your identity and heritage. He's showing you the way. It's on you. And no one's going to pity you if you turn away from the truth, because now you've heard it. I'll see you next week.